you took all the stuff off the land, you'd say, we...
I have my land cleared.
Well, that might say you don't have any trouble.
Okay, the second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old, dry, dead grass that is left over on the grass in the spring?
I have it cleared. I have it raked.
Okay, and what is...
And use it for a mulch.
Okay, and what's it called, the...
Cuttings. I have them just all along. Raked up and put around my shrubs and things of that kind for a mulch.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into what? Put wheat in a what?
I had my land clear.
If you got all the wheat
kind
together,
of a stop.
The bundles or sheaves are piled up into a what? Take the bundles of wheat or the bundles of sheaves and you call it a what when you have several bundles?
A stack.
Okay.
Clear.
If you were talking about wheat, you would say we raised 40
bushel of wheat.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Great job.
They are what? You separate oats.
They're thrashed.
Well,
it's kind of a stop.
If you were not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for
you.
If you wanted to say it was for us, but you weren't talking to me, you were talking to somebody else, you'd say the job is
for him.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say
we are coming over.
Okay,
to
but
see
if you wanted to separate that, you would say
I am coming
what
over
have you got
to see
to do with
you.
Okay, but if it's a man, you would say
he is coming over to see
or
you. He and I are coming over to see you.
If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know that they know your voice, and so you say it's... Or if you answer the telephone and they say,
if you
want to speak to Aunt Mina, you would say it's...
Say, the job is for you.
It
but
is.
You say,
me.
You want to talk
to him.
Say the job is for him.
Okay, comparing how tall you are, you say, or a person would say, he is not as tall
as I am.
Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as
tall as he is.
Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better
than I can.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd
say,
2 miles is...
They know your voice.
And he just couldn't go any more. What would you say?
He couldn't go but the 2 miles.
Okay. Let's look at this one again. Okay, so to try to finish it, 2 miles is
all that he could go.
If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
If it belongs to the both of us, you say
it belongs to us.
Or it's
it is ours.
Okay. If it belongs to them, you would say
it is theirs.
Okay. If it belongs to him,
it belongs to him.
Or you would say it is.
It is his.
And if it belongs to her, you would say,
it does belong to her.
Or
it is hers.
People have been to visit you, and they are about to leave. You say them. When you want them to come back again, what would you say?
Come back again.
Okay. Or if you want to know when they're coming back.
When are you coming to see me again?
Okay.